Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and in prayer and in the Word of God. A time when we can just lift our voices and worship God together. Let's praise Him now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And thank you for being with us today. And if it's convenient and possible, I hope you can invite someone to worship with you. And be ready to take down our contact information in just a little while. We're going to enter into the presence of the Lord. And by the time this service has come to an end, we all want to know that we have been in the presence of the Lord. We have had a visitation from the Almighty Himself. Let's begin with the Word of God for today's broadcast from Psalms 36, verses 9 and 10. For with Thee is the fountain of life. In light shall we see light. O continue Thy loving kindness unto them that know Thee, and Thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. All right, let's take a holiness unto the Lord hymnal, and let's turn to page 293. Sing with us on I'll Live On. Clap your hands and let's worship Him together. Let's rejoice in the fact that eternity is a place where we will live on.
Tis a sweet and glorious thought that comes to me. I'll live on, yes, I'll live on. Jesus saved my soul from death, and now I'm free. I'll live on, yes, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on in eternity. I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on in eternity. I'll live on when my body slumbering in the cold, cold clay. I'll live on, yes, I'll live on, there to sleep in Jesus till the judgment day. I'll live on, yes, I'll live on. Will I live on? Yes, I'll live on in eternity. I'll live on. I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on in eternity. I'll live on. When the world's on fire and darkness veils the sun, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. Men will cry and to the rocks and mountains run. I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. In eternity, I'll live on. I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. In eternity, I'll live on. In the glory land with Jesus on the throne, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. For eternal ages singing home sweet home, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. In eternity, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. In eternity, I'll live on. Hallelujah. Well, there will be no leaving once we get there. We're going to live on. Someone said we're going to live through eternity, but that songwriter had it right. We're going to live in eternity. You know, you might start the day today at midnight, and you're going to end at midnight, and you've made it through another day. You walk in a door, you walk through the door, and you enter the room. But eternity has a beginning, but it has no end. We don't live through eternity, we live in eternity. Hallelujah. Well, that's just a little something that excites me, and I hope it does you also. In the book of Isaiah 30:15, our precious promise before we pray, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." The word of God for today's broadcast and the precious promise. We trust these scriptures each broadcast bless your heart. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank you today that we shall be saved. Lord, we're thankful for quietness, and we're thankful for confidence, and we're thankful for strength. And all the things, Lord, that is mentioned in the Word of God that we need. And I thank you today, Lord, for being a wonderful Savior. And I pray you'll bless this broadcast service to some hearts today. I pray, Lord, that everybody will be blessed some way. And should there be someone tuned our way today that needs you as his or her Savior, I pray you'll speak to their heart in Jesus' name, and today will be the day that someone repents. Lord, make it worthwhile of all the thousands of dollars we've spent and the thousands of broadcasts we've prepared. Lord, if just one soul gets saved, we'll be able to celebrate that it's been worth it all, and it'll bring rejoicing in heaven with the angels more than over 99 just persons that need no repentance. Lord, help us to fulfill your word today. Help this ministry to reach out to some heart. I pray, Lord, you'll touch those that are sick also. Minister to each need. As prayers are being made now, as requests are being made known, I pray you'll answer them according to the will of God. In Jesus' name. It's beginning to rain. Hear the voice of the Father.
saying, whosoever will come drink from this water, I'll pour out my spirit on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, lift your hands to the sky. It's beginning to rain. Oh, one more time. It's beginning to rain. Hear the voice of the Father saying, whosoever will come drink from this water, I'll pour out my spirit on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, lift your hand to the sky. It's beginning to rain. Hallelujah. And if you will, in a little while, be ready to take down our contact information. Here's a great one. Oh, the glory did roll. Let's sing and rejoice. I'm sensing the presence of the Lord. I trust you are too. I was kneeling one day, asking God to forgive me. I was deep in despair. I had no peace within. I surrendered my all unto Jesus as Savior. Then the glory came down. I was saved from sin. Oh, the glory did roll. I was happy and free. I heard a sweet voice speak pardon to me. Such a wonderful joy I was given within. Then the Savior in love saved me from all sin. I will praise His dear name for the wonderful victory and the joy in my heart. All along the way, I am longing to see heaven's glorious city and to hear the Lord say, come and live for a. Oh, the glory did roll. I was happy and free. I heard a sweet voice speak pardon to me. Such a wonderful joy I was given within. Then the Savior in love saved me from all sin. Sing it with us now. Oh, the glory did roll. I was happy and free. I heard a sweet voice speak pardon to me. Such a wonderful joy I was given within. Then the Savior in love saved me from all sin. Oh, if I had more time, I'd sing that chorus another time or two. They just don't make enough time in a 30-minute broadcast to do everything that we would like to do. Praise the Lord. Thank you for bearing with us and being patient and praying for us. Let us hear from you. If you have song requests or prayer requests, please feel free to send them. And if you'd just like to send a card or a letter, comment about our broadcast, we'd be so glad to hear from you. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us one time or more than one time, a large or small, you know, that's between you and the Lord. You let Him direct you. And we would appreciate it. And any mails and should be sent to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864, and make your check payable to the Power of Pentecost, if you will. And then you can call or text anytime during this broadcast or afterwards. You know, anytime you'd like to call or text for prayer or whatever reason, we'd be glad to hear from you, 618-214-1410. Then our website is always available. If you miss the broadcast, the time's not convenient, you want to hear it again, whatever reason again, you can go to www.pentecostalradio.org and click the Listen Online link and then select the date. And while you're on the website, if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click Donate on the front page and follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees, no charges. You don't have to set up an account. It's just all right there, and you have nothing to be afraid of. I'm notified immediately when you do that. So we're looking forward to hearing from you. I'll try to give you a little bit more of that before we leave the air. Have your Bible open in just a little while to Revelation chapter 3. Here's one entitled, Today Could Be the Day.
He told us that He's coming back again to take His children from this world of sin. We'll hear the trumpet sounding, and then we'll fly away, and today could be the day. Take His bride away, and today could be the day. Get ready, church, I hear the sound like rain. A Holy Ghost revival is on its way. Promised that He'd send it if we'd just watch and pray, and today could be the day. Today could be the day. Today could be the day. Jesus is returning to take His bride away, and today could be the day. Get ready, church, I hear the sound like rain. A Holy Ghost revival is on its way. He promised that He'd send it if we would watch and pray, and today could be the day. Today could be the day. Today could be the day. Jesus is returning to catch His bride away, and today could be the day.
Hallelujah. you be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And remember also that today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Things are going to happen today. We need to be urgently about our Father's business. And if you've never received Christ as your Savior, you've never repented of your sins, or you're in a backslidden condition, today could be the day that He comes for you. What about your soul? Will you be ready? Why don't you just look up to Him and pray right now and repent of your sins. Ask Him to save you or bring you back into the fold and bless your heart with a new experience in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How to be an overcomer. If we go to Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, where they are writing and speaking about the Laodicean church, He says, "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sit down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches." How to be an overcomer. The Lord is concerned about us being victorious. He does not ever intend for us to start out and then lose the race. We are all winners through Jesus Christ. He has never lost a battle, and He has never lost a race. And we're running this race with patience that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Bible says. What is an overcomer? You might ask me that question, and I might ask you that question. Well, I thought I knew the answer too, but I ask Google that question. Just what is a biblical overcomer? A biblical overcomer, hallelujah, is a believer that conquers the world through faith in Jesus Christ. See, the Lord is interesting you conquering the world through faith in Jesus Christ. A biblical overcomer perseveres through trials, and he perseveres through temptations, and he comes out victorious, waving the flag of victory. A biblical overcomer is someone who ultimately holds fast to faith until the end. He is confident that God is going to carry him through, and he does not turn loose. He's like Jacob with the angel. "I will not let you go till you bless me." And of course he was blessed, but then he limped the rest of his life. Abraham had a hold of the horns of the altar. "I'm not going to turn you loose until you bless me." But a biblical overcomer is someone who ultimately holds fast to faith until the end. A biblical overcomer is one who prevails in prayer, knowing in James 5:16 that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. All our victories begin with prayer. Every failure and sin can be forgiven by asking God's pardon. And I've told you other times on this broadcast, every sin and every failure can be forgiven if you look to the Lord Jesus Christ and come to Him. You may be one step from God, or you may be a million steps from God, but all you got to do is just turn around and come on back home. One prayer, the prayer of faith, asking the Lord to forgive you and to take that away, and tell Him you want a new life and you want things changed in your life. That's all it takes, faith in Jesus' name, for you to have a change of heart and a change of life. May God help us to prevail in prayer. Let's not quit praying until the victory comes. Let's not quit praying until every failure and every sin has been forgiven by asking God's pardon. All of our trials and our troubles may be taken to God and left with Him. We overcome through testings, through prayer. Yes, we're all tested and tried. I have my difficulties. Sister Linda has her difficulties. You have your difficulties. Everyone seems to have some kind of a difficulty at times. But as we are tested through those difficulties, we continue with that effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, knowing that it is going to avail much. Yes, the key principles for being an overcomer is to believe in Christ. It is to repent. It is to endure with God's strength. It is to hold fast one's faith without falling away. See, you have nothing to lose, but you have everything to gain. Believe in Christ. Keep the faith. Persevere through the tribulation and live a life of righteousness. Hallelujah. If we prevail in prayer, and if we have a made-up mind and our heart is right with God, we too can be an overcomer. We can be that believer that conquers the world through faith in Jesus Christ. We can be that overcomer that perseveres through trials and temptations. We can be that overcomer that holds on to our faith just as fast as we can until the very end. I want to encourage you today, and I want you to stand up on your feet and in Jesus' name say, I'm going to make it by the strength and the help of God. We can be an overcomer through pursuing the promises. He tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. God's promises are given for our salvation. Hallelujah. He tells us in 2 Peter 1, 4, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. And the Lord has promised eternal life to every man, woman, boy, and girl that will repent of his or her sin. That promise is there. There has never been one person that's ever repented of their sins from time in the beginning that has repented of their sins, and God has turned them away and rejected their plea for forgiveness, rejected their repentance. And you're not going to be the first one either. Someone said, well, God doesn't love me. But God does love you. You may have given God a million reasons not to love you, but you didn't change his mind, or you didn't even give him anything to think about. He didn't even consider it. Because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The promises of God are given for our learning. Through them we find God's will. Through his promises we find God's instruction. And through his promises we find God's guidance. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad today for the promise? I remember as children growing up, the neighbor boys and me, we would talk and we would decide we're going to do something. And well, one of them would say, now I promise. And those childhood promises meant something. And I'm telling you, the promises of God mean something. They're everlasting. They're enduring. They will not be broken. It's not a vow that will have a change of mind in time to come. But the promises of God are in the Word of God, and they're forever settled in heaven. Remember, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Not a jot, not a tittle, not a smidgen will ever be passing away. But they'll continue with us through the end. His promises are part of his word. Let's be an overcomer. Let's look to him today. Let's seek him. If you'd like to have special prayer, you're welcome to call me now or anytime, 618-214-1410. And you can also send a card or a letter to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. click listen online and you can hear this service. Well, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Today could be the day. Today could be the day.